USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinell County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just a yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden believes schools should be open for 5 day a week in-person learning in the fall, despite the fact that children likely will not be vaccinated by then. Biden telling NBC's Today Show,
based on the science and the CDC, they should probably all be open. There's not overwhelming evidence that there's much of a transmission among these young people.
Teachers' unions, mainly those in major coastal cities, have resisted reopening schools for much of the 2020-2021 school year, refusing to return teachers to classrooms until a variety of demands, some of which are not directly related to COVID, have been met. The Cobb County Courthouse in Atlanta is being evacuated after employees were exposed to a suspicious white powder. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office saying one person was taken to the hospital as a precaution after the Superior Court's clerk office received an envelope containing the unknown substance. A hazmat unit is on the scene. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Los Angeles police say they've arrested five people in connection with the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker and her French bulldogs.
Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is predicting a backlash against liberals and a comeback for conservatives.
Well, in my opinion, what they're fueling is a backlash. Maybe they don't realize it or not, but at some point people get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they start reacting as opposed to responding to the criticism and the negativity.
Scott speaking there on Fox News. He is also the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate and gave the response to President Biden's congressional speech on Wednesday. Scott slammed after that speech and said the left was trying to fight bigotry with bigotry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.